就在 BBC Learning English
On the Town
都市略影。
Hello and welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English. I'm Vicky.
大家好，我是 Oliver。在每期《城市掠影》节目当中，我们都会为您介绍一个有意思的地方，今天也不例外。而且这个地方啊，和法律的联系还非常紧密。
We're going to visit the Royal Courts of Justice.
Courts， 法院、法庭 ；Justice， 司法审判。
The courts are a very imposing building right in the centre of London, very near our BBC offices at Bush House, in fact.
An imposing building, 一座宏伟的建筑，那它到底有什么功能呢？是审判刑事犯罪的地方吗？
The Royal Courts of Justice is a building that holds the High Court. Now, the High Court is not a criminal court. Criminal cases are heard at the Central Criminal Court, also known as the Old Bailey.The High Court hears civil cases, including divorce, custody proceedings, and business law.
The Royal Courts of Justice are not a criminal court. Criminal cases are heard at the main criminal court called the Old Bailey. The court at the Royal Courts of Justice is called the High Court.
让我们先来了解几个相关的法律词汇。Criminal, 刑事犯罪的。这个词儿常见的用法呢是做名词，意思是罪犯，但是在这里呢是做形容词用，是用来描述这是一个负责什么样案子的法院。Cases 的意思呢就是案子，比如说这个案子正在审理过程当中，用英语说就是 cases are heard。High Court 的意思呢就是高等法院。
The Royal Courts are used for civil cases.
Civil 在这里的意思就是和刑事案件相对应的另一类民事案件。
For example, divorce.
离婚。
Custody proceedings.
监护权。
And business law cases.
商法案。
Let's find out a bit about the history of the building.
It was built in the 1870s and opened by Queen Victoria in 1882. The architect was George Street.And the building was paid for by cash from the estates of the intestate.
这么说，这是一座相当古老的建筑了。1882年的时候，是由当时的英女王维多利亚为它揭幕的。
The architect was George Street.
Architect, 建筑师，建筑设计师。不过，这座大楼到底是怎么样获得资金支持的？这又是一个很有意思的问题。
It was funded by cash from the estates of the intestate.
什么 ？Cash 的意思呢是现金。不过这钱到底是怎么来的呢
？Estate means money and property left by someone who dies.
嗯，好的，我知道 estate 的意思呢就是不动产、房产。
And intestate means someone who dies without having a will.
A will, 遗嘱 ，intestate.意思呢就是没有留下遗嘱就去世的人，这就意味着这些人的财产呢都会归政府所有。哇哦 Vicky， 一定有很多人都没有留下遗嘱就去世了，不然怎么能够建成这么一座宏伟的建筑呢？
就在 BBC Learning English。
In this program, we've heard about the Royal Courts of Justice.
刚才我们已经听到了说这座法院是用来审理民事而不是刑事案件的，还有呢就是整个建筑是什么时候建造以及怎么样建造成的。
In the area surrounding the Royal Courts of Justice are the four Inns of Court.
Inn 好像是一个比较过时的英文单词，应该是酒馆、酒吧的意思吧。
Yes, but the Inns of Court aren't pubs. Let's find out what they are.
The Inns of Court are places where barristers trainand practice. They are professional associations that, in fact, all barristers must belong to, and there are four of them, Gray's Inn, Lincoln's Inn, Middle Temple, and Inner Temple.
我明白了，原来啊，他们根本就不是什么酒馆，而是能够在高等法院出庭的大律师们参加的一些专业协会。这样的大律师的英文单词是怎么说的呢？
Barristers.The Inns of Court are where they train and practice.
他们接受培训和练习。Vicky, 你所说的练习是什么意思呢？
To practice law just means to work in law.
BBC Learning English.
Near to the Royal Courts of Justice and the Inns of Court is a large grassy area called Lincoln's Inn Fields. It's the largest public square in London and was laid out in the 17th century.
A public square, 公共广场。
It's open to the public and is a very popular place for people working in the city to relax during their breaks. In summer, it's always filled with people. But Lincoln's Inn Fields wasn't always just a place of leisure. In 1683, the square was the site of the public beheading of Lord William Russell for the assassination of King Charles II.
是吗？这里还曾经是斩首示众的地方。Lord William Russell 就因为被指控暗杀 assassination 国王查尔斯二世而在这里被斩首。现在 Vicky， 我觉得皇家高等法院和它周围的地方啊非常有意思，有时间我还真得去看看。
So, Oliver, would you like to join me for lunch in Lincoln's Inn Fields?
真的？太棒了。
Anyway, do join us again in On the Town to find out about more interesting places in Britain.
谢谢收听，下次节目再见。
Bye.
BBC Learning English.